I had come from a solo career from Europe before I became concertmaster at the Met, and so now I return to the roots of what I used to have before.
Violinist Elmira Darvarova, after 24 years with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, as former concertmaster and the first female concertmaster in the Met's history, is once again gracing concert halls as a soloist. She'll be making two Arizona appearances this month as she returns August 23rd and 24th to perform with the Red Rocks Music Festival in From Bach to Blues, an eclectic recital program that includes several world premieres, all for unaccompanied violin.
All the pieces are for solo violin, and they introduce the violin in its role of the queen of the instruments, instrument which is capable of performing anything in any style, classical, jazz, blues, folk, rock, tango, anything. So this is the concept behind the program, From Bach to Blues.
That's such a rare treat to hear solo violin, especially not only playing Bach, which I'm a great lover of Bach.
Oh, of course.
But what a treat. You mentioned the great variety of styles. How does your mindset change?
Well, for us interpreters, we have to have that mindset. We have to be able to smoothly go between styles and interpret anything at any particular moment. These are short pieces. They're 5 to 6 minutes each. And shifting from one to the other in the different styles is actually fun, because even for me, you know, it's like putting different hats on and performing different roles on stage. It's also acting.
There's a lot of folklore in both classical and traditional music about the devil and the fiddle, or the devil and the violin. Is there any such lore behind the new work by Nicolas Prada, The Devil's Dance?
Well, this particular young Colombian composer, Nicolas Prada, who is indeed very talented, and he has written several pieces lately that involved premieres that I performed in. So he is not only talented, he not only looks for particular folk nuances, he also looks for new ways of expression. So, for instance, in this piece, he requires me to kick the floor. Kick the floor in a particular rhythm when I play this Devil's Dance, and I will also have to think about what kind of shoes to wear to be articulating these kicks well.
So you wouldn't be the first artist to do a shoe change in the middle of a performance, if need be.
Possibly not, no. So I hope the audience will have fun. I will let them know that that there is a particular element there of the floor kicking, so that they don't think that something happened to me at this moment. They will have to know that this is prescribed by the composer.
Violinist Elmira Darvarova in From Bach to Blues, August 23rd at Scottsdale's Care Cultural Center and August 24th at the Sedona Creative Life Center. It's all part of the opening weekend of the annual Red Rocks Music Festival. For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.